Coming up on Dig It.
Then Father Christmas just appears, and then there's always a sexy reindeer, which at point they all start going, ah!
Sexy reindeer. There you go, steel pants.
What a tremendous thing for her to have done, to have that made for you.
I know, isn't it great?
I looked inside the bag and there was this bottle of pomegranate juice that she hadn't put the lid on properly. And it wasn't Brody's blood, it was pomegranate juice.
You can't write this stuff.
All of that right after this.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer? I hope they don't think I was serious.
I need to be awake.
Snacks.
I have
my brain shut
off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise, but there's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better. Like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hi, gang. Hi, Joe.
Hey.
Welcome to our bank holiday episode of Dig It. Joe, we must start off with some incredible news. Our lovely little pod baby has been born. Baby Phoebe is
she has.
Here. Hooray, finally. Congratulations to Dino and Fee, who work on the podcast. I mean, they pretty much set it up, actually. And big sister Seffi, because gorgeous baby Phoebe finally came into the world and she's a gorgeous squidgelet.
Yeah, we've been waiting for her for so long, haven't we? It's felt like the longest pregnancy and now she's here and she's part of our squad, which is just so gorgeous.
We just got a little sneaky preview, didn't we? We got a little sneaky preview. I mean, she's too young to sign the release form, so she won't be appearing just yet. But she probably will be working on the show by the time she's three. So welcome to the world, Phoebe. Now, recently we asked you to send in pictures of your shit drawer, the one crammed with random stuff that you just can't throw out, but often useful things that you need. What have we got, Joe?
First up, we've got Karina. So let's have a look at Karina's.
That's an organised shit drawer.
So in there we can see there's a TomTom. I think we all did TomToms, which is, it's like a GPS tracker. What else is in there?
We've got 5 travel adapters in there. Oh, can I just say, having recently come back from holiday, why do I never take the right travel adapters? And you can never have enough. Claire has also sent in a drawer pic, but this is the drawer of dreams. And we've got a voice note from Claire to explain.
Hi, Joe and Zoe. I'm absolutely loving the podcast. I have a shit drawer. I have random things in it. However, I do have the drawer of dreams. It's in my fridge. It's a drawer full of cheese, chocolate, and nail polish. It's all perfectly chilled for any crisis, whether that be edible or cosmetic. There is nothing else allowed in this drawer. Everybody uses it. And somehow, and I'm not quite sure how, but it's always stocked. It's never empty. And yet everybody's in and out of it all the time. But I tell you what, it is the drawer that everybody needs to have in their house. Cheese, chocolate and nail polish.
I love that. Oh my gosh, that's inspiring.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You see, this is where I go wrong with my nail polish, because it goes all gooey and gunky, doesn't it? You need to keep it cold in the fridge. We've got mini eggs, we've got cream eggs. This is genius. Claire, I think you're going to inspire an entire generation with the drawer of dreams. I guess my fridge has the rack of ruin. I've got a mini gin from Scott Mills' wedding when he married Sam. That's still in the rack of ruin. And then there's some chocolate tucked behind that I try to hide from myself and from everyone else, but everyone knows it's there. But I love that, the drawer of dreams. Claire, thank you. If you're loving Dig It, make sure you hit follow on Apple or Spotify. It means you'll never miss an episode. They'll download to your phone as soon as they're out.
Right, should we have a question now? We've got a question and it's from Jules. Let's hear what Jules has to say.
Hi, Zojo or Jozo. Loving the show. I listen on my way home from work when I'm walking from my job as a nurse.
Aww.
I actually have a question for Zoe. What is that underpants trophy / award / memento that sits behind you in your living room, hoping it was given to you for something quite funny and hilarious, perhaps Rear of the Year, not sure. Loving the show and can't wait to hear what your answer is.
Oh, Jules, really lovely to hear that we keep you company on your way home from what I imagine is a pretty tough day working as a nurse. And thank you for everything that you do, keeping us all well and safe and healthy. So there is quite a story for this. My gorgeous mum would always say to us, whenever life got a bit tough, put your steel pants on. And there are so many times that this comes on, and lots of my friends have adopted it as well. And, you know, it's when you've got to be brave, when you've got tough stuff, and life can be so tough. So she had me my very own steel pants made in a little trophy, and they are unisex. So you've got wide fronts on the front and then you've got girl pants on the back.
Oh.
So you can wear. People have attempted to get their legs into this after a few wines. That has not gone so well. There you go, steel pants.
What a tremendous thing for her to have done, to have that made
for you.
That's so brilliant. Yeah, absolutely. What a wise woman as well.
What a real wise woman, clever woman, I know. And she's very much with me with all of that. Somewhere I've also got a strong back, because she always used to say, look, lean on mama's strong back when things got tough as well. And she bought me this beautiful strong back. I don't know who it was modelled on, but it was a bit of a dish, I tell you.
Whoa.
I can't believe I've just said he was a bit of a dish. Let's get another question. This is from Wendy.
Hi, Joe and Zoe. I noticed that you have got pets. I just wanted to know, have you ever had any disasters with them or dramas or taking them to the vet for something that turned out to be way expensive or something that you thought was serious and it wasn't? We took Ron because he fell from a banister from our loft, which is about 12-14 feet. So I scooped him up and we rang the out-of-hours vet. The costs over £200. I wouldn't let him move. I had him all wrapped up in a blanket, gave him x-rays because I wouldn't move, and he was meowing and meowing. Absolutely nothing wrong with him. Probably because he's so fat and he did land on his feet. Anyway, enjoy listening to you for many years to come. Take care. Bye.
Oh, a lovely voice, Wendy.
Lovely Wendy. Oh. What is it with cats that they are just, honestly, they're like superheroes, aren't they?
Yeah.
The fact that they can fall from great heights. We had a cat many moons ago and, what was he called? Mushroom. And he had a bit of an incident and his leg was damaged and he ended up being absolutely fine. But he was at the vets in Belsize Park in London for quite a long time. And we'd worked out that it probably would have been cheaper to put him up at the Ritz for a week because it cost so much money. I tell you what, if you're doing exams and you're thinking about what to do in life, be a vet. Vets do all right for themselves, don't they, I think?
We were discussing this yesterday and Disco Steve, he was like, do you remember when we used to live in London? We used to live quite close to each other and our cat got run over and we took him to the vet in Belsize Park, the same vet that you went to. And we took him to the vet and the bill at the end of it was literally eye-watering. We were like, oh my God, how can we afford this? You know, we just started out. We didn't really have very much money at all, but we did, of course, pay the bill. And then Steve bumped into you somewhere and he was like, oh my God, our cat got run over. It broke its leg. It's had surgery, blah, blah, blah. And said it cost X amount of money. And you went, and yours was like quadruple the amount of ours was.
It was.
So we felt a lot better after that.
It was ridiculous. They were very lovely vets in Belsize Park, but if your cat gets sick, perhaps don't go to that vet.
No,
but it's,
no.
You've got to get pet insurance, haven't you? Because
oh
this
my
is
gosh,
the thing I always
do.
Think, you know, You know, especially when you're a bit older and you're on your own, and you perhaps haven't got family to help support, it's, yeah, pets can cost a fortune.
We decided to let it lapse. We were like, we don't need pet insurance. I mean, we've got four animals. How stupid can we be? And then one of them had an accident and we didn't have pet insurance and we were kicking ourselves, literally. And then we had to pay the bill for that. And now they've all got pet insurance because it was just so astronomical. But if you want, Wendy was asking about pet dramas. Can I just tell this story, which is was fair. Recent, so it was a few, maybe 2 months ago, and I've talked about Brody before, and Brody's our sproodle, so he's the older dog in the family. He's the black one with slightly greying now, came to Chelsea Flower Show. Now, we knew that there was something wrong with Brody, something had happened to Brody, and we didn't know what it was. Just before Chelsea Flower Show, we took him to the vet. He ended up having an MRI, and we had this awful phone call where they told us that he's got a tumour, a massive tumour, and it's right behind his eye and behind his nose, and that's why he can't breathe very well, he's coughing all the time. And the prognosis is not great. He's still here with us at the moment, but obviously we were devastated as a family, told all the kids, which is the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
And so he sneezes a lot. And when he sneezes, bits of blood come out, and we're just loving him and we're keeping him. We're enjoying him for every moment that we can. There was one morning, he sleeps at the bottom of the stairs, and I came down early in the morning, and there on the floor, like this rich, deep red liquid just oozing all over the floor, all on the stones. And Brody was laying there and he wasn't looking very well at all. And I called Steve and I was like, oh my God, I think the time's come. This is awful. And we were looking at this liquid going, oh no, what do we do? He took him out for a walk because Brody actually seemed quite perky. Yeah. Took him out for a walk. He was crying. I was in the kitchen crying. We were just like, oh, we've got to tell the kids it's today's the day. And then I went to pick up my daughter's bag that was just by where Brody had been lying. And I picked it up. And so this liquid carried on dripping from Coco's bag.
No.
And I looked inside the bag and there was this bottle of pomegranate juice that she hadn't put the lid on properly. And it wasn't Brody's blood, it was pomegranate juice.
You can't write this stuff.
You can't make this stuff up, can you? And he, you know, he's still here, like I say, and we're still enjoying every second that we've got with him. But oh my God, how we laughed.
That is fantastic.
How do these things happen?
Pomegranate juice.
Yeah. It's very rich, very blood-like.
Any scary pet moments, do share with us that turned out to be, yeah, phew, it's all okay. We're going to take a quick break for some ads.
Don't forget, if you're enjoying the podcast, you can become a subscriber to The Potting Shed.
You'll get longer episodes, bonus content and access to our members' chat room where we can share tips.
And when we eventually do live shows, you'll get early access to tickets.
But most importantly, you'll be supporting the show. To subscribe, head to digitpod.co.uk or tap the link in the show notes. This episode of Dig It is sponsored by 8Sleep. So much sleep tech is built with men in mind, and women are just expected to what? Adapt?
Not with 8Sleep. Their Pod 5 was actually designed with women's sleep needs in mind.
80% of women going through the menopause suffer with hot flashes. This cools you down before a hot flash wakes you up.
No pills, no fans, no waking up drenched, just real personalised working tech.
It's a smart mattress cover, not a whole new mattress, and it learns your sleep patterns to adjust temperature, track breathing, and even respond to snoring.
And you can get an 8Sleep blanket now. It does the same temperature regulation just over your whole body.
It's like a little miracle, especially if you share a bed. Your side stays cool, theirs stays warm. Everyone's a winner.
Go to 8sleep.com/digit. Use code DIGIT and get up to £350 off the Pod 5 Ultra.
That's 8sleep.com/digit. Use code DIGIT at checkout and you get 30 nights to try it. If you're tired of being tired, sleep better with 8Sleep. This episode is brought to you by Airbnb.
So my daughter's just been off again. It was Amsterdam this time. And you know what it's like? The house is always so quiet when the kids disappear, when they're away.
Oh, totally. Woody's the same. Always off on adventures with his mates. And I love that for him. But it's strange how quickly the house can go from chaos to total silence.
I know. It's also made me think, actually, there must be quite a lot of spare bedrooms out there.
I bet there is. And people could put them to good use by hosting on Airbnb. A lot of people think you have to host your whole place. Well, some people host their spare room now and again.
Yeah, I mean, it's really flexible and also it can work to your schedule. You can choose to host when it suits you and pick up a bit of extra money along the way to put towards a trip of your own.
I never say no to a trip away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.co.uk/host.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Right, next question is from Hannah.
Hi, Joe and Zoe. Hannah here in London. Thank you for Digit. As a hormonal working mum of a certain age, an allotmenteer and a Glastonbury-going music lover, you've pretty much ticked all my podcast needs and had me both giggling and in tears listening to your chats. So thank you. My question for you both comes from having had my very stubborn and monstrous wisdom tooth taken out last week. And then going on to develop something called dry socket, which, yes, it really is as bad as it sounds. Anyway, I brought the brute of a tooth home from the hospital and my six-year-old boys wanted to know if the tooth fairy would still come to visit me. Now, my immediate response after going through such an ordeal was a huge yes. But I'm curious to know what you think the going rate is these days for such an enormous, middle-aged and traumatically removed tooth. And finally, any other childhood traditions like the tooth fairy that you've continued with way beyond their normal lifespan? Many thanks again and love to you both.
Oh, Hannah.
I think a really nice pair of shoes is what the tooth fairy would like you to have right now, or maybe a dress, or maybe some amazing secateurs. I mean, I think the tooth fairy understands the transitions that we go through and rewards you accordingly. That's what I would say.
What a brave girl to have a wisdom tooth out.
I know. I've had dry socket. Have you ever had it?
It sounds horrific.
It really is horrific. It's so painful.
I had one pulled out. Was it? No, I had three pulled out in the surgery with the dentist with his knee on my chest and they were hooked under. They're disgusting. Weirdly, though, I have kept them upstairs because when my kids were a certain age, when they'd grow, when they were really big and grown up, the tooth fairy returned all their baby teeth to me.
Oh.
Being very careful how I tell this story, in case. So I've kept them because obviously the tooth fairy can only keep them for so long, and then the kids grow bigger and they, you know, they've got a stack and what do they do with them? So if you write to the tooth fairy and ask, they'll return them to you. So I was showing Nelly recently, I found some treasures. I was like, oh, do you want to see your baby teeth? She was like, no, I don't. That's disgusting. And why have you kept them all this time since the tooth fairy, you know, returned them? And I am thinking, why? I don't know why I've kept my wisdom teeth. They've now gone in the bin. But what do I do with those? I don't know what the going rate is, though.
Do you know what you do, Zoe?
Yeah.
You find your shit drawer and you put them in a little envelope and you put them right at the back.
And I love the idea that one day my kids will find them and be like, oh, God, Mum's so weird.
No, they'll go, oh, it's a piece of Mum that I can keep forever. And they'll put it in their own shit drawer.
One tradition that I have not given up is when Father Christmas comes on Christmas Eve, sometimes I add a little bit of extra magic by using some, it's usually icing sugar, and I walk backwards from the fireplace in Wellington boots and I use a sieve with icing sugar. And so there are little snowy prints to the pile of presents in the lounge. And yeah, I still do that to this day. And then, of course, I come down and it gets really sticky because you have to hoover it up quite quickly. But I love it. And my kids still, Nell still writes, we have a plate that where the mince pie goes and the little drink, whatever that happens to be, whoever leaves the drink. It depends who's leaving the drink, what Father Christmas gets from us lot. And Nell will still write on that what she would like for Christmas. And I think last year it was something like, you know, a stereo and Timothy Chalamet.
In my stocking. Thank you.
Yeah, in her stocking. She got one of those things, I think. Funnily enough,
we do exactly the same. We've got the stockings which are hung across the fireplace, but they come down on Christmas Eve and they're all laid out on the floor. And then it's Jack Daniels, I think, that Father Christmas likes at our house.
Of course it is.
And a mince pie, which obviously the dogs help him to eat. Of course that happens.
Of course.
The kids are always sent to bed. And then Father Christmas and the sexy reindeer normally come and do a midnight visitation, which makes the kids die, but they wait in bed and they'll get in bed together. I'm just saying, my eldest is 33 now, my youngest is 16, but they all get into bed together. And then aww, Father Christmas just appears, and then there's always a sexy reindeer, at which point they all start going,
sexy reindeer. I feel like I might need to see a video of sexy reindeer.
And then Junior Choice, we always listen to Junior Choice on when we're cooking the Christmas meal, because my mum and my dad and my sister and my mother-in-law, they will come around, we're cooking Christmas dinner, and it used to be Ed Stewpot doing Junior Choice. But now it's the lovely Annika Rice, and we just sing all those songs that make you cry, Ernie, the fastest milk cart in the West, and Puff the Magic Dragon, and The Runaway Train, and my sister just goes crazy dancing, and it's just, that's a major tradition.
Yeah, shared gang. Share with us some of your great family traditions. Please do, because they are wonderful. And they might be Christmas time, or they might be other traditions that you do when you go on holiday or when you get together or whatever. And maybe you have a sexy reindeer equivalent.
I think she might be retiring sexy reindeer soon. Okay, do we have any more questions?
Yes, any more questions?
Hi, Joe and Zoe. Really enjoying the podcast and the conversations you're having and the memories you're bringing back of Fab. I was just wondering on that point, are there any toys from your childhood that you wish you'd held on to, or maybe ones that you still have that you just can't bring yourself to part with?
Thanks, Bev. Good question. I'm more annoyed with the things that I didn't have when...
Well, you felt cheated, robbed as a kid.
I still have never forgiven my parents for the fact that I never had a chopper bike. I had a bike with a basket and a bell. And actually, I have a really lovely memory of my dad teaching me to ride that. Such a gorgeous memory. It's a real strong one of him holding the back of the saddle, going round and round and round. And that's joyous. But I was still livid that I never had a chopper bike because everyone around me had chopper bikes.
Yeah.
I had a Girl's World. Do you remember with the hair that came down? I don't know if you ever had one of those. And you couldn't actually put, you were supposed to put makeup on it, but you couldn't draw on it because it was plastic. So it was rubbish. But it did become, because it had this weird ponytail at the top, It became in war games with my brothers, Nick and Dan, it became like it would be held around as a victim of various war crimes.
This is like a Head and Shoulders. Is
that, yes, like head
no
and
torso,
shoulders.
No arms, legs or anything, just literally the head and shoulders.
It also became a weapon. It would become a weapon in big fights. I'm going to get you. But my brothers... they had amazing toys. So they'd have like the whole collection of the Star Wars things, like Millennium Falcons and the one with the legs. I can't remember the name of them all. And I don't think they still have them. And I often think that they probably are worth an absolute mint now. And I guess your parents hang on to stuff for as long as they humanly can. And then, it goes somewhere, doesn't it? Until, you have your own kids and think, why didn't we keep all that stuff?
Because it gets trashed and lost, doesn't it? Like you say, Girl's World just gets scribbled on in pen in the end. You just get a biro out because you'd be so frustrated the lipstick didn't work or whatever and you just scrawl some eyebrows on. And then, so as a parent, you look at it and you're like, oh God, I really don't want this around my house anymore. So I guess that's what happens. Cass is really into Lego. So we argue about the Lego starships that are on display because he wants them in the living room. And I'm like, I do not want the Millennium Falcon in my living room. Thank you very much indeed. I'd like a bit of art. And he's like, it is art. But I'm, as a kid, the one thing that I remember, because my mum used to run a toy library for people with learning disabilities.
Wow.
And it was very radical. It was very revolutionary. Yeah. So we used to go to these amazing toy fairs in London. It was a huge deal, and get brilliant things for the toy library. And I had these Sasha dolls. So I don't know if anybody watching now can remember the Sasha doll. They were the best dressed, the most beautiful, iconic doll you will ever see in your life. I had Sasha with the long blonde hair. She was, oh my God, I just wanted to be her. She was beautiful. And she had a really lovely blue and white gingham dress. I think she had a ribbon in her hair, like soft, butter soft shoes. And then my sister had Gregor, I think. And Gregor was the boy with the black hair. We had the baby Sasha dolls as well. And they were really tactile. They were nothing like Tiny Tears. They were the most stylish, the coolest doll you could ever have. And a couple of years ago, I went into this very, very trendy designer shop in London, in Notting Hill. And I walked in and they had them all for sale in there. And I nearly died. I didn't buy one because they were like £500 now.
Wow.
But obviously, for some reason, my mum just lucked out and bought me super cool dolls. But if I ever saw one in a shop now, I would buy it, because I think they are works of art. I'm sure lots of other people, or maybe it was too niche. Maybe people won't remember them.
I've never heard of the Sasha doll. They're way classy. I just remember my Cindy, because we were more Cindy than Barbie at that time.
Same.
And Cindy, again, being, you know, sort of kidnapped by Action Man quite a lot. And of course, I would try and make Action Man and Cindy get it on, and my brothers would be like, ugh, stop that. And she'd be strapped to a tree or something, or have things thrown at her.
Oh.
And obviously, always the crazy haircuts.
I remember, and also, people, if you're watching, let us know what you remember, your childhood memories, your toys, those amazing things. But Pippa dolls. Did you ever get into Pippa dolls?
No, never.
They were like diminutive. So they were like a bit like Barbie dolls, but again, really big on fashion. I've obviously always liked fashion, because they had super cool shoes and they were tiny. There was Pippa and there was Brit. I can't remember what the other ones were, but they had the best wardrobe, but really super tiny. And oh, I loved them.
I think the thing was, I was such a tomboy. So the kind of all the girly toys went quite quickly. And then it was bikes and climbing trees and I just wanted to be a boy for quite a long time. And yeah, it was always like bruised legs from clambering and climbing. And yeah.
Loved my childhood playing with my dolls and toys.
We'll be on to Sylvanian families now and the naughty positions they've been put in by people making YouTube videos.
Oh, you always bring it down. You always lower the tone.
Sorry. Do you know what? My dad messaged me, actually. My dad emailed and said, yes, congratulations on the podcast, and that we've listened to a couple, but it's a bit rude for us oldies, which is rich coming from my dad, who loves a filthy joke, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I was like, oh God, what have we talked about? I think it might have been the Harry Styles sex toy that put him off. Possibly.
No, probably, yeah.
So
yeah.
Sorry, Dad, we won't bring that up again.
My mum told me off for talking about swearing with Paul Weller on the radio. I think I might have mentioned this before, but I was like, oh my God, I'm the age I am, and my mum is telling me still not to say that I swear on the radio.
Our parents are still telling us off.
I was like, oh, sorry, Mum. Oh, I think we've talked loads, haven't we?
We have. We've talked loads.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to see you again.
Oh, thanks for all your questions, lovely people. And if you've got any comments on any of the stuff we've discussed today or anything you'd like to share with us, to find out how to get in touch with us, just check the show notes. And I'll see you Wednesday, Jo.
Yeah, see you Wednesday.
Dig It is a Persephonica production.
From unsolved mysteries to unexplained phenomena, from comedy gold to relationship fails, Amazon Music's got the most ad-free top podcasts included with Prime. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.